This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Senate Republicans have pushed Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination past a procedural hurdle, but a confirmation vote remains delayed for at least a week amid an FBI investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, President Trump ordered the probe after a deal was reached to advance Kavanaugh's nomination out of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The announcement was the latest in a head-spinning series of events, with Kavanaugh's high court prospects hanging in the balance. It began with GOP Senator Jeff Flake surprisingly saying he'd back Kavanaugh, and then saying he wanted a week-long delay on a final vote so the FBI could investigate misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. GOP leaders agreed, and hours later, the president ordered the FBI to launch an investigation he and other Republicans have insisted is not necessary. Kavanaugh says he will continue to cooperate. His nomination will not get a vote until late next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The man heading the inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, has agreed to meet privately with lawmakers. As AP's Rita Foley reports, Rosenstein also has a meeting next week with President Trump.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has agreed to speak privately with lawmakers, following reports that he had secretly discussed with colleagues possibly using the Constitution to remove the president from office. He has denied those reports. Conservative Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tweets that lawmakers plan to subpoena Rosenstein if he refused to answer questions. Rosenstein oversees Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Next week, he meets with the president. Rita Foley, Washington.
This is VOA News.